I've got with me Izzy now. Izzy will know, used to be on a Friday night, I think. Played a lot of country and Western music.
No Western, country.
Oh, country music.
Drop the Western, we're not back in the 60s.
Righto. Oh, yeah. I'm out in the 60s. All right, but we're not here to talk about programs. We're here to talk about women's football. Now, we all know that the women's football is still fairly new, certainly compared to the men's. But I know that apart from the AFLW, which we hear all about, there are a number of community football groups for ladies. And let's face it, ladies have been deprived of playing football for 100 years, basically. So Izzy is involved with the Seville Women's Football. So first of all, welcome, Izzy.
It's a very good afternoon to you, Alan.
And Father Christmas didn't speak too highly of you.
No, and it's going to be very hard to beat old Santa Claus there. I'm afraid if you're after something inspiring and laughing, I don't think you're going to get it here because...
it'll be hard to top that.
That accent was very familiar, Alan.
I don't want to know about that. Don't want
to
know.
I would like to actually know who's actually good, because he said there's a lot of naughty people out there, and and of course I was one of them.
I didn't come up too well. I'd obviously get ready to sue him. But anyway, no, enough's enough. Let's get on to the... So how long was this... the ladies' football been involved at Seville, is he?
It's been going quite a few years now. I think they're in their, I think, fifth year, I think it is. And I've been involved with Seville for, this is my third year, second year coming in as the head coach. So very exciting.
Yep. Let's just go back one quick step. What made you decide to get involved with the women's football?
Well, as you know, Alan, and... Well, the listeners wouldn't know that I like doing stuff for the community, and I don't need anyone to throw me some dollars to make me do it, because I actually really enjoy it. And like when I was doing radio, loved it 100%, and I put my best foot forward every time. And I just love, I suppose, coaching. I like seeing, like, I've been involved with footy since I was 13 years old, and I'm in my 40s now, so a long time. So I'd like to say I'm not the most experienced person out there, but I know my stuff, so a little bit.
What made you pick the Seville's ladies team? Like, you could have done stuff with the men's teams. What made you decide that the ladies team needed...
That's a very good question, Alan. Well, I think guys, not being sexist, but I think they do like to have a little bit of ego, and they go, what do you know? Well, you know, as for girls or women, they're like sponges. They like to soak in everything that you're telling them, because obviously with my past experiences, they're always listening. You can tell by their eye contact. They're always, and they're actually trying. So that's what I like. And what I like coaching at Seville is they're a really good bunch of girls, and they're all wanting to learn. So. But yeah, ever since I've been at Seville, I've always been a one club person. I was at Yarra Junction for a long time there, and I never thought I'd ever jump ship. And the job came up down at Seville there. I was doing the running for them at the time, like run the water and stuff out. And the coach was stepping aside, and the girls come up to me and said, "Would you like to take over?" And I said, "Yeah, sure."
Sounds great. Welcome back to Community Connections. We're talking to Izzy, who's the coach at the Seville Women's Football. Now, I guess one of the reasons why we're here today is not only to talk about the club, but also to talk about recruiting new players. So let me ask you first of all, two things, Izzy. What sort of age group are you running? Is it sort of a mixed age group, or do you have it like the men's in various age groups? And secondly, I believe you've got some offers for the ladies that are pretty attractive, and not just you.
Well, we...
How do you follow that?
Well, Alan, so I'm here today, obviously, to promote the Seville Women's Football team, and they are, like I say, they're a brilliant bunch of girls, and they're welcoming to anyone that comes down, any standard, any fitness, whatever. So our age starts at 16. It goes up to, well, last year we had a lady that was 50 playing. Yeah, she had, and she did pretty well too for someone that's 50. I don't know many girls like that are 50 and still playing, you know, football. No. That is. So that's what we're doing. Any age group, and the common thing, Alan, that someone gives to us.
Let me just ask you, though, we jumped over that a bit. When you say it's any age group, are they all in the one team, or do you have the under 18s and over 18s? Or
no, we just have a one team. Yeah, we do have juniors under 14s. I'm pretty sure it is. So they've got a girls team there. Yep. And they're looking for players, obviously, as well. So
that's under 14.
The under 14s.
How low? What's the lowest rate?
You'd probably go, I reckon 11 would be the youngest.
Yeah.
Any lower than that, well, yeah, they're a little bit too little for playing juniors.
Well, particularly if they're running against, say, a 14-year-old, a 9-year-old's going to not go too
low. Nah, some of those girls are actually, like, they're very tall, like, I don't know what they're eating. Must be all in the KFC, Alan. But we're open to anyone coming down. And the most common thing we always get told is, "Oh, I don't think I'll be any good. I'm not fit enough." Our most common thing is, "Well, come down, try it out.
Yeah.
Try it out on our training nights."
So when's your next? I guess let's get a bit more specific. When's your next training?
Well, interestingly, Alan, our last training for this year is tomorrow night, and we're actually training at the Gruyere Cricket Oval,
right.
So which is on Kalara Road, Sunnyside. It's sort of right in the middle.
Yep.
And we start at 6:15 p.m., and we go through to about 7:30. So tomorrow night's our last one for the year. So, and we always try and make it fun as well. So it's not just get there and start learning and do laps and whatever. It's all about making it fun.
And then when do you start back after Christmas?
We start back on the Tuesday. I had it before because I knew you'd ask me this. It's the Tuesday after Australia Day, which happens to be the 30th of January. So yep. We go to two nights a week then. So it'll be Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And what times?
Well, at this stage, we're looking at it'll be 6:30 to about 8-ish at night. And we're very, accommodating because we know that being a woman, you obviously, we've got a few mothers in our team.
Yep.
So you've got to, you know, be a little bit lenient. It's not just turn up. If you don't turn up, you don't get a game. It's, oh, if you can't turn up tonight, just turn up Thursday. So
yep.
You got kids and stuff to look after, make dinner and stuff.
I was going to say, there's dinner and all sorts of things to be had for mums, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
And unfortunately, the way things are, a lot of the mums are now back at work, ladies who never thought they'd ever be working again, you know, yep. When they knocked off to have children.
That's exactly right. So you've got to be accommodating for that, and that's what the Several Women's Team is all about. It's, you know, we have to allow everyone to come in and you know, we can be available any time, really, so.
We're talking about the Seville Women's Football. Now, Izzy, you'd intimated to me, and we haven't told the listeners, about the costs of being involved with the ladies' footy.
Well, so this year, or this coming season, we're introducing, and I want to announce, it's free rego. Free fees, if you want to call it fees, rego for 2024. So basically, it costs you nothing. Can't get any cheaper than that. So, and there's no sign up fees. You don't have to sign any contract or anything when you roll up there. It's just turn up whenever you feel like it. Give it a try, yep. And that's what we're all about. Is give it a try. And I'll be honest with you, Alan. We've got a rule that when you come to training, we guarantee you will not you won't walk away, because we've had four girls come down already so far, and. Yep. They've all loved it, and they're already wanting to play next year. They can't wait. So
that's terrific, isn't it?
So free fees for 2024, rego. So, yeah, we're really looking forward. It's a big thing for our club because it can become expensive.
Yep.
I know,
times are tough at the moment.
Exactly, and with my job, we're just talking off air, that it is, I've noticed that it has slowed down out there. So It'll help. I know that last year our fees were $250, so you're saving $250 automatically there. So,
yep. And you get, I guess there's two things. It's not only the cup. Well, I suppose you get the friendship of the group. That's something. And we've been talking about this quite a lot in this show, that a lot of people, they go off to work, like they live here, they go to work, not always in the area, and they come home at night, and particularly ladies, by the time they cook the meals, and I'm not being sexist when I say that, but most of them do, and look after children, they don't get a lot of time to meet other ladies. And I guess if you join something like this, it's not only the fact that you're having fun on the Tuesday and Thursday, or when you're playing football, it's when you go down the street to do the shopping at night or in the afternoon, all of a sudden it's very easy to run into someone that you've seen at football, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And when you're involved in a community, especially football club, you get to – it's all about the socialising and, you walk down the main street and you'll bump into another fellow footballer, could be playing on another team. They go, oh, we'll see you next week. Look out, we've got you. It's all that little bit of banter. Don't worry, it happens in the females just as much as the males.
Does it?
Yes, it does. And it's all online now. It's all friendly banter, of course.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's all about being in community, and being involved. And probably the most common thing we get told is they love the, being in a team that's, it's the socialising and being in the team atmosphere. That's what they like. So, and there's nothing like myself being in a football team. It's probably the best. Like, I've been in a lot of other teams, but nothing beats being in a football team. So, yeah, so free rego for 2024.
You heard it here. I've got to ask you this. Who plays the hardest game? Do the women play more fair dinkum than the men? When I say fair dinkum, I don't mean lack of interest. Do they go in harder than the guys, or do the guys still the hardest of the lot?
Well, I would say don't underestimate a woman playing football, because I tell you, she'll drive straight through you.
Well,
some of them play fair dinkum.
Yeah.
I think the difference between the men and the women is, I think the girl will bowl them over, like, tackle them, whatever, but they'll also help them up. There's a little bit of sportsmanship there.
Oh, yep.
So
whereas the guy will flatten them.
The guy will flatten them, keep running and go, give him a little bit of flack when he runs off. But, yeah.
So it's obviously – so what sort of success has the Seville football team had over the last few years?
Well, we reached the grand final last year, Alan, which was an incredible experience.
Can't do better than that.
So, yeah, and a lot of we didn't expect to make the finals, because we were, there's six teams, we were sitting fifth, which is obviously second bottom. So,
yeah.
But I just knew I had the team to get us there, and just a little bit of discipline trying to get the girls onto the park all at once, because with girls, you've got to be, like I come back to you before about, you have to be lenient. So,
yep.
So some girl might, work on the other side, because a lot of them are, they're shift workers.
Oh, yeah.
Or they've got kids, whatever.
Yep.
So you have to be, you can't come tonight. Or, no, you can't play this week, because you do get that. Whereas guys are like, oh, we're turning up, regardless. Where girls, I can't do it this week for whatever reason.
Yeah. But they have a lot more reasons too, don't they?
Yeah. So you've got to be understanding, is what I'm trying to say. But we all got it together, and the semi-finals, we beat Wandon, we beat Wandon, and mind you, we lost to them when we should have beat them last time, and then we went into the grand final against Belgrave, who were undefeated, and we only lost by 15 points to them. So
that's not bad.
Gave them a hell of a fright.
Well, that's not bad for a team that had been undefeated the whole season, had they?
Yeah, and their coach, Rob is his name, and apparently, because they always have a bit of a chat afterwards, so both teams, and apparently he was going off his head because he didn't expect us to, perform so well on the day. We caught him off guard, really. So,
that's good. Do you find also, too, that with the ladies, that we've talked about them being probably a bit more sportsmanship on the field? What about off the field? Because some of the footballers in the guys could get pretty average when they got off the field and still hold a bit of aggro, can't they? Do you find that with the women, or do you find that once the game's finished, hey, we're all friends?
Yeah, they all come together, and they have a bit of a chat afterwards, and everyone sort of hangs around. It's I know what you're saying. The girls... The girls are sort of all as one. When the siren, it's the old thing, when the siren blows, you're not really enemies, but you're sort, you know what I'm trying to say is...
Some of the guys can...
They do have feeling. Yeah, they do have feelings for the opposition. But, yeah.
All right. So now let's talk about the actual... How are these ladies who are listening today that think, I want to go and have a shot at this, how are they going to get hold of you to find out what they should be or how to go about it?
Well, we've got a couple of Facebook pages running. One's it's called Seville Women's 2024.
Seville Women's 2024.
Yep. That's probably the easiest one because we've got a few girls that are actually running that thing. So if you send a message, we get it straight away.
Yep.
We find if you do an email or something like that, it gets lost. So it's best to contact us directly.
Yep. And so that's the main way through. And I guess the other way, if anyone's particularly listening now, they can pop down tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night at Gruyere Cricket Oval at 6:15.
6:15. If not, when you're starting back at the end of January,
yep.
Is that going to be at Seville or back at Gruyere?
Well, that is still in the talks at the moment because obviously we've had our ground under... So we're going to be playing on a brand-new ground this year.
Terrific.
So we're just waiting
on
the council.
That's an even bonus.
I know, yeah, that's exactly right.
We should have mentioned that earlier.
Well, we're just waiting on the fence to come down.
Yep.
Because, the council, we're just waiting for the all clear. Yep. But that's... We all keep everyone up to date on our public page on what we're doing so we don't ever leave them in the lurch.
Right. So I guess anybody, any of the ladies who's listening now should go and search for the Seville Women's 2024.
Yep.
And like the page.
Yep.
So then they're going to find out, if they can't get there tomorrow night, they're going to find out exactly where you're going to be at the end of January.
Exactly. And if you're driving around, you'll probably see our big sign at the Seville roundabout. It's got my ugly mug in the middle and got all the girls.
Oh, that's you've oversold it now, Ziggy.
Mate, I'm only there to steer the ship. They tell me what to do.
So. No, that's terrific. Look, we've talked about the training. When does the actual season start for the ladies?
It starts,
and how long?
There's usually about 13 rounds, and then you've got finals, which this year was two rounds, so you semi-final and the grand final. But it doesn't start to probably early April, about that time. And training's two nights a week, and it's not compulsory.
Yep.
So, like I said, we're very lenient there. And, you know, if you've just tuned in, it's free fees for 2024, so come and join the Seville Women's football team.
Yep. And how long's it last? When's it dusted? It starts in April, you said?
August. It's about August we finish. We finish earlier than the guys because they go for 13 rounds.
Yeah.
Where the guys have got quite a few rounds after us.
Yeah.
And
the other thing you haven't told us is to where you play. Is Seville is your home ground?
Yeah, Seville is our home ground. Last year we were playing on the junior ground, and this year we're going to be playing on our brand new ground, so in Seville.
And how far away, when you're playing away from home, how far away from home do you travel?
Well, I think the furthest we've had to go, and it's much of muchness, we've had to go to Thornton. They've got a team up there, and they're just a standalone women's team. And the other, it changes every year, Alan. So there was it last year we went as far as Hallam. So
no, it's not huge areas.
No.
It's not like I think the men, one of them went to towards Kilmore there. Somewhere.
Yeah, starts with B. They actually just folded.
Broadford.
Yeah,
it's folded, has it?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, they've gone into receivership this year. So
unfortunately, I've got to go, Ziggy. The 2 o'clock,
Ziggy.
3 o'clock news is he? I knew a bloke named Ziggy. Greg's got it coming in to take over with the Oz Indy Show. Be listening to that. He's got the top 10 songs for 2023. Best of luck with that. I don't know how he picked them. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on your show, Alan. You do a great show, buddy.
Thanks. And I hope you get a whole lot of new women down to the Seville Women's Football and the Facebook page again, quickly.
Seville Women's 2024.
And everything's free.
Yep, free.
Thanks.